SRN News, I'm John Scott. More than 2 days after Hamas launched its surprise attack from Gaza, the military said the fighting within Israel had largely died down for now. Iran has historically maintained strong ties with both Palestinian Hamas and Hezbollah. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it's inexcusable that the Biden administration won't confirm that Iran is behind the attack.
I don't know what Tony Blinken and Joe Biden need. I mean, do they actually need video of Ayatollah Khamenei meeting with Hamas leaders telling them that they have the green light? I mean, Hamas is saying it. Hezbollah is saying it. Iran is saying it. Israel is saying it. And everyone knows that Hamas is a proxy, wouldn't even exist if it weren't for Iran.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, Israeli tanks and drones have been deployed to guard breaches in the Gaza border fence to prevent new incursions. Thousands of Israelis evacuated from more than a dozen towns near Gaza, and the military summoned 300,000 reservists. That's a massive mobilization in such a short time. Hamas, in turn, says it's ready for a long battle. The Pentagon sending a carrier strike group. That's to the eastern Mediterranean in support of Israel.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered the USS Gerald R. Ford to be ready to assist Israel. It's the Navy's newest and most advanced aircraft carrier and will be accompanied by cruisers and destroyers. The large deployment, which also includes other warships and warplanes, underscores the concern that the U.S. has in trying to deter the Mideast conflict from growing.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report. This is SRN News. Some alarming comments from Hillary Clinton.
In an interview with CNN's Christiane Amanpour, the former Democratic presidential candidate suggests that people who support Donald Trump for president are essentially members of a cult and need, quote, formal deprogramming. Those words are particularly troubling to evangelical Christians, large numbers of whom voted for Mr. Trump in 2016. There's been talk in the past by critics of Christianity that its followers need to be deprogrammed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Armenia. Officials in the capital, Yerevan, says vandals smeared paint on the city's only synagogue this month. The Conference of European Rabbis believes a nationalist Armenian group is behind that attack. That group has been accusing Jews of being in cahoots with the Muslim regime in Azerbaijan. There are only a few hundred Jews in Armenia. This is SRN News. California Governor Newsom vetoes a bill aimed at limiting the price of insulin.
The measure would have banned health plans and disability insurance policies from charging more than $35 for a 30-day supply of insulin. The Democrat vetoed the bill because he said it would prompt insurance companies to increase monthly premiums. Newsom noted California has a $50 million contract to produce its own brand of insulin that it would sell for $30. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
The Coast Guard rescuing three people without injury from a capsized vessel off the New Jersey coast over the weekend. The operator of the 18-foot disabled vessel reported the vessel going down in Great Bay in Little Egg Harbor Township on Saturday afternoon in inclement weather. Kenyan Calvin Kiptum set a world record in the Chicago Marathon. He finished in 2 hours 35 seconds to shatter the old mark by a full 34 seconds. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.